Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
We have strict child labor laws here in the U.S. There are exceptions to every rule, though. And did you know that the exceptions for child labor are paper delivery, family employment, and entertainers? Yes, all of those child actors are an exception to the law. We get so used to seeing kids on screen that it didn't even occur to me that they were working longer days than most adults. The life of most child actors is usually left up to a coin toss. Will they be able to handle the pressures of their career and live a healthy life as an adult? Or, like so many do, succumb to the chaos and go down a path of rotten decisions? The former child actor in our lesson today did the latter, all while making us believe that she was a good person. I guess that's why they call it acting. While she deserves no awards for her performance, Allison Mack certainly deserves the title of rotten to the core. So let's peer through my looking glass and learn all about her life and actions, and let's see if we can find out why she went down the path she did. Magic mirror on the wall, who is the most rotten one of all? Hi, hello, and howdy, my darlings, and welcome to Rotten to the Core. It is me, the not so evil queen, Joshua Waters, and thank you for joining me today. Here at Rotten to the Core, we use my magic mirror and a little bit of humor to delve into the lives and actions of some rotten people from our history, all to extract valuable lessons from their mistakes that we can use in our lives today. My hope is that by the end of every episode, you may feel more informed and enlightened about the world around you. Well, I am back from CrimeCon and Nashville, and I had so much fun. It'll be no surprise that my favorite part of the city was the beautiful park, where they have a full-scale replica of the Parthenon from Rome. We sat by the lake afterwards, and between the birds, the breeze, and the cute guy playing calming songs on his guitar, it felt like I stepped inside one of my meditation videos. Speaking of clearing my mind, after learning about Allison Mack, that's exactly what I wanted to do. Clear my mind of what I just learned. I fell in love with her character on Smallville, even though I started watching only because of Tom Welling. She even played the bratty daughter in my favorite Christmas movie, Unlikely Angel, starring the Dolly Parton. Almost all of us fall for someone's BS in our lives. It is ultimately our job to recognize that we're being fooled. What's that saying? If you stand in shit long enough, eventually, it's gonna stop stinking. Allison Mack may have fallen victim to the ploys of her cult leader, Keith Raniere, but no one was forcing her hand when she chose to recruit, abuse, brand, and manipulate the people she brought into the cult, Nexium. Let's get into it. Allison Christine Mack was born on July 29, 1982 in Pritz, Germany, to Jonathan and Melinda Mack. Her family was in Germany because her dad, an opera singer, was working there. Her mom was a teacher and worked the books for a talent agency. They only stayed in Germany for 2 years after Allison was born, and then moved to Long Beach, California. Well, as I mentioned, her mom worked for a talent agency, and she just couldn't resist putting her adorable blonde daughter to work. First as a child model, then she started seeking jobs on television. And while we all have to learn to cope with life's struggles as we grow older, child actors are forced to quickly learn how to handle constant rejection, self-scrutiny, obsessive thoughts, competition, and the hopeless desire to be perfect. It can often leave them with feelings of being alone and, in some cases, addicted to the admiration and the urge to be needed. An easy victim for cults. The path of the child actor is really influenced by the types of people around them. The ones who go on to live healthy lives are often fiercely protected by good people, while the others fall victim to the predators within the business, sometimes even their own family members. At first, Allison was in regular school, but as she began booking jobs, like a role on Seventh Heaven at 15, she moved on to taking independent study courses, which is common with child actors. By the age of 18 in 2001, Allison got her big break in the television series Smallville, her most popular role. I'm not gonna lie, she was my favorite character on the show. Known for her empathy and kindness, a persona Allison perfected and weaponized in her cult life. When I say I was obsessed with Smallville, remember, I was a teenage homosexual and there was a cute guy on the TV who often ripped his shirt off. Me and my best friend would talk about it on the car ride to school in the mornings. Did you watch Smallville last night? You betcha, baby. The show was filmed in Vancouver, and Allison moved there to live full-time away from her family for the first time. The show was very successful and ran for 10 seasons. Almost that entire time, Allison stayed in Canada and began to grow apart from her close-knit family. She would still often call and text them, and was even kind enough to send them some of the money she was making. She even paid for part of the tuition for her brother and sister to both go to college. I think that's what made the rotten thing she did so much worse. Allison wasn't born a bad person. She did seem to be a kind, generous, and loving young lady. But even with the money, fame, and friends she made on set and in Vancouver, Allison still remained feeling hollow and lacking of purpose. Back in 2007, during the Smallville run, Allison went to a self-help workshop run by an organization called ESP, Executive Success Programs, which later merged into the larger group and cult, Nexium. The organization claimed to offer coaching to help members achieve a new ethical understanding and reach their full potential for the greater good of humanity. Now, if that doesn't sound like a cult, I don't know what does. My red flag meter would have been going off on the first meeting. The man in charge, Keith Rainier, knew of Allison and her fame, so he concocted a plan to recruit her into the cult so he could utilize her fame, money, and influence to recruit even more people. At one point, she attended a weekend retreat for ESP, And when Keith learned she was going to be there, he had all of his top recruiters fly in and stay stuck on her like a tick on a deer. That weekend, they fawned over Allison and love-bombed her incessantly. They convinced her that their organization had the purpose she was seeking, and in return, they would make her a better and more fulfilled person. Allison later said that her reasoning behind joining was only to make herself a better actress. But it didn't take long for the manipulation and control to begin. While researching her, I came across a video of her interviewing Keith Raniere. At one point, as he was talking, she became so overwhelmed by his words that she started tearing up as she nodded in agreement. The way that she looked at him with such adoration gave me the chills, especially knowing what they were doing behind the curtain. A major turning point for Allison came in 2011 when Smallville had wrapped. Throughout the last few seasons, she became a minor character due to spending so much time with Keith at Nexium. When the show was over, she had the opportunity to attend Yale Drama School or move to Albany, New York, to be closer to the Nexium headquarters and Keith's home. The Nexium cult had strict rules for its members. They were expected to report all activities, their weight and diet, and were rewarded or punished based on their accomplishments. Even their diet was restricted to only 500 calories a day. Another form of control Keith implemented was sleep deprivation. He would often find creative ways to keep his members running on very little sleep, like all-night volleyball games from midnight to 7 a.m., or all-night walks, which were considered an honor. And O'Keefe was no different from most cult leaders, an unremarkable man who claims he is a genius and one of the smartest people on earth, but is actually an ugly dumbass. Eventually, Keith started one of the groups that stemmed out of Nexium in 2015, and he made Allison his second in command. There were levels to their power pyramid. Of course, Keith was at top. In order to climb, you had to give more, and each layer cost around $1 million to get to the next one. By the time you reached the top, around where Allison was, it was something along the lines of over $5 million. The new group was disguised as a female empowerment group, but was actually a pyramid scheme in order to recruit submissive female slaves for Keith.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It was called DOS, and intended to mean Master of the Obedient Female Companions, or more simply, Domination of Slaves. The once sweet and kind Allison Mack was now second in command of this group, and now a master over all of these women, in what was basically Keith's harem. In DOS, they tricked women into giving them what they called collateral in order to gain entry. It could be anything from credit card information to nude photos or even bank account information, all in order to control the woman and force them into submission and to obey the orders of Keith. At first, it really did seem like DOS was actually empowering the women who joined. But as time went on, Keith, who claimed he was celibate like a monk, grew tired of the easy submissive sex from the women he called slaves. Soon his desires turned more rotten. Eventually, Keith felt that the top slaves of DOS needed to be marked to prove their submission to him. I actually heard audio of Keith and Allison discussing the branding idea while they were on a hike. In it, he talks about if they should make them be naked when branded, or even held down over a table to display their submission. He even wanted them to ask to be branded. All of the women who were eventually branded were told it was an elemental symbol representing air, earth, fire, and water. But it was actually a combination of Keith's and Allison's initials. And if you look up pictures, you can clearly see a K and an R, Keith Raniere. There's an A and M in there as well, but I couldn't find that one at first. Eventually I did. Allison Mack claims that human branding was her idea, but Keith took off with it. The branding ceremonies, which were performed by a doctor who was a member of DOS, took around 30 minutes to complete. Apparently, unsurprisingly, I learned while researching that branding is actually a kink some people have. It's a dehumanizing way to make a submissive feel like nothing but livestock to be used, along with a permanent reminder of their dominant owner. Who knew? Excuse me, sir, you want a what? Hell no! You ain't marking up my supple smooth peach. Blocked. The members of DOS who were Allison's slaves basically did everything she told them to. They had to text her every morning and night. Good morning. Good night, master. Nobody do anything weird to that audio. They also gave her collateral to control them and were servants for her, doing everything from her laundry to her housework. Well, after the branding began, members really started to wake up from their brainwashing. Especially when they found out it was written with Keith's initials. A few of them began to speak out, and eventually, it got the attention of the media, and soon after, the FBI. In 2017, the FBI initiated a more thorough investigation into Keith and Nexium. When they started digging a little too deep, Keith ran away to Mexico. It wasn't just any old place in Mexico, though. He was hiding in a compound that cost $10,000 a day to rent. I guess he never heard of laying low. While there was a manhunt for him here in America, the leading doms of DOS, traveled to Mexico to visit Keith and perform some ritual orgies. Well, while there, one of the ladies took to her Instagram and posted a photo of the area. The FBI was able to use that photo to track down the location, and in February of 2018, they swarmed the compound and arrested Keith Raniere. You can actually watch a video of his arrest, and in it, you can clearly see a very distressed Allison Mack watching him be taken. The way I'd describe her in the video is, if you've ever had a dog with separation anxiety and you're getting ready to leave the house. To me, it was a great indicator of the level of control Keith truly had over her and the other women. Allison went back to New York after and began to seclude herself in her apartment to avoid the public. Then on April 20th, 2018, she was arrested in Brooklyn on charges of sex trafficking conspiracy, and forced labor conspiracy. The federal indictment accused her of recruiting women to join what was purported to be a female mentorship group that was, in fact, created and led by Keith Raniere, that was actually only designed to provide sex to Keith. Under Allison's control, the women were tricked into giving away damning personal information and then starved until they had fit Keith's desired female body. At first, Allison was looking at up to 17 years in prison for her actions. But do you know what the best cure for brainwashing is? A long prison sentence. It didn't take long for her to start singing like a canary to the FBI, telling them all about what Keith and her did together. With her damning evidence and testimony, along with his other crimes and some child pornography in his possession, they were able to convict and send Keith Raniere to prison for 120 years. As for Allison Mack, she did take full responsibility for her actions, but only received 3 years in prison, another 3 on probation, 1,000 hours of community service, and a fine of $20,000. She was imprisoned in September 2021, but was released early on July 30th, 2023, only serving less than 2 years for all of the rotten things she did. I honestly struggled with this one. I do believe she was preyed upon and partially brainwashed by Keith, but I also believe that we are each responsible for our own decisions and actions. I've never been in a cult, but I have been in a very controlling, mentally abusive relationship for 6 years. I know just how easy it can be to be controlled and used, especially with all of the love bombings in the beginning. I literally began to think I was losing my mind with all of the gaslighting, and it took me years to find the courage to leave. I do believe all of the women Allison Mack helped hurt and recruit were victims, but I also believe Allison was too. I guess it all comes down to the saying, if you find a rotten apple in your bushel, get it out before it rots the rest. And on that note, that brings us to the end of our lesson today, my darlings. Let's cleanse ourselves of all of this, and I'll let you be off on your next adventure. Just take a deep breath and ground yourself in the here and now. May my mind, body, and spirit communicate clearly, allowing me to live in harmony with myself and those around me. Let any negative thoughts within me fade away, leaving only positivity and love. May I move forward with clarity in alignment with my highest self, allowing ease and flow to guide me toward my greatest desires. May I always remember that I am in constant connection and co-creation with Source. So be it. Thanks for supporting Rotten to the Core. Let's catch up again next week. In the meantime, you be happy. Find that peace and don't be hurting nobody. I'd love to hear what you thought about Alice and Mac and what lessons you learned on any one of my socials. If you enjoy Rotten to the Core, please follow me on Instagram or join me on Patreon. Both of those are at It's Rotten to the Core. My TikTok is at Rotten in History, and you can also listen to me on my other podcast, Mystery Inc., that I do with my brother Shane and our friend, producer Kim. We also have a Facebook group called Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole, where we can have some extra fun. It was lovely spending time with you today. Have a fantastic week, my darlings. Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.